Rejoice and be glad, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Yes, rejoice and be glad, O people of God, for the Lord is in our midst. The Son of Righteousness has come. He brings healing in His wings. He sends forth His Spirit and recreates us. He renews the face of the earth. So let us rejoice, for the King of Glory is in our midst.
As I was praying for the meeting, I received this some verses from Psalm 63, and I'm going to read it as it is written, and then I'm going to turn it around, and I think we've also been invited to respond. Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and your glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. And I believe the Lord is actually inviting us in this season, as Antioch, in Lent of the 40 days, to respond to this psalm. And let me twist it around a little bit. As the way that God would express it to us. I am your God. Earnestly seek me. Thirst for me. May your flesh faint for me, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Look upon me in the sanctuary. Behold my power and glory, because my steadfast love is better than your life. Your lips will praise me. Bless me as long as you live, and in my name lift up your hands. And the promise of the Lord is in the next few verses. If we do this, my brothers and sisters, if you do this, my sons and daughters, your soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food.
Let's respond to that word. Let's continue singing back to the Lord again from the depths of our hearts, that we really do earnestly seek Him, earnestly desire Him more than life itself. Let's respond to the Lord. Sing back to Him praises and honor.
Has a sense from Isaiah 48:21. They did not thirst when he led them through the deserts. He made water flow from the rock. He split the rock and water gushed out. The sense I got was that whether you're going through an individual time of desert or whether you're going through a corporate time of desert experience, the Lord will provide the tools, and He'll provide the tools from probably the most unlikely source. So whether it's a still small voice or a great gushing water fountain, He will provide it for us. Amen.
I was reading through the second letter of Timothy this morning, and I felt the Lord speaking a theme. In chapter 1, verse 12, it says, "And it is for this reason that I suffer these things, but I am still full of confidence, because I know whom I have trusted. And I am sure that He is able to keep safe until that day what He has entrusted to me." And then later in chapter 2, verse 11, it says, "If we have died with Him, we shall also live with Him. If we continue to endure, we shall also rule with Him. If we are not faithful, He remains faithful." And the sense that I had from the Lord was endure, but endure for the joy that is before us. He remains always, and He resurrects what has died. He restores everything that's destroyed. So be confident in whom we've trusted and receive the joy that the Lord has for us in this present season.
I felt like the Lord gave me a word in tongues as I came into the meeting. Just speak it out. Membrandarte, e chi sei tortumoro, brata per chi tersano lo tortoriano, bimretalo cortoto, di mi presa, arta, andare bibreco tutto giorno.
So if anyone has a sense of interpretation, then feel free to come to the front and speak that out. We'll take some time to just wait and hear for interpretation.
I felt, as Bob was saying his word, the Lord just saying to us, I keep on inviting you, my children. I keep on inviting you to come to me. I keep on inviting you to bring your pain, your sorrow to me, so that I can wash you, so that I can pour your love on you, so that I can restore you. But you still hesitate. Why do you hesitate? Come to me. So let's then, just in the silence for a moment, let's actually respond to that. Where we do hesitate, be honest before the Lord and say, yep, that's me, I hesitate. And if you know why you hesitate, state it as well and say, I hesitate because of this. If you don't know why you hesitate, then ask, why is it that I hesitate? Do I not trust? What is it? The Lord will reveal why you hesitate. And then ask for grace to not hesitate, but to give everything.
I just feel like on that theme, the Lord's just saying, I lay a table before you this Lent. I lay a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Come and feast. Come and feast on my word. Come and feast in my presence. I lay a table before you.
This is from Genesis chapter 2. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. I just felt the Lord wanted to remind us that he spoke all the other things into existence, but he made us personally and he gives us life. And he wants to remind us that he gives us life. We get our life from him. He wants us to come to him. Seek his love.
I just want to confirm all the words that have been said while we were praying. The phrase waves of mercy came to me, and the sense I was getting was it was an invitation. God already knows our faults. He knows our weaknesses. He knows us more than we do ourselves, and he's just inviting us in. And I found this passage in Jeremiah, I think, that we're all familiar with. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness when Israel sought for rest. The Lord appeared to him from afar. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. And yeah, it's just that God's there. He's offering us waves of mercy.
There's a real invitation for us, a real invitation for us. And I think there's a, and when there's an invitation, there's the grace to respond as well, right? So I think let's, if you can, let's conclude this time with a song of response back to the Lord that says, yes, I will respond. I want more of you. As you, as Neil turned that psalm around, Psalm 63, yeah, the Lord it's earnestly desires us, and we want to respond by saying yes, and we earnestly desire you, and we want to seek you this season. So if you can, let's stand, and we'll sing as a response to what the Lord's been saying to us. Oh, wait, 1 second before we start. Katrine is going to run forward.
Go ahead. Yes, because we can't do anything. We need his grace. So we need to ask for the grace to do all the things we want to do and not try to do them, because we need his grace, because we can't. We need his grace.